Bedtime Bites presents The Cave That Held a Thousand Secrets. Lily loved discovering things. She discovered ladybugs under leaves, rainbows hiding in soap bubbles, and even a purple sock that her dad had lost behind the washing machine. But today, Lily was going to discover something extraordinary. While exploring near her grandmother's cottage, Lily found a cave she'd never seen before. It wasn't dark and scary like caves in storybooks. It sparkled like someone had sprinkled it with sugar and stars. "Hello," Lily called into the cave. Her voice bounced back. "Hello, hello." But then another voice answered. "A visitor. How delightful. Do come in." Lily peered inside and gasped. Floating in the air were hundreds of glowing, colorful bubbles, each one no bigger than an orange. They bobbed and danced like tiny balloons at the world's tiniest party. "Who said that?" Lily asked. "We did," chimed all the bubbles together, their voices tinkling like wind chimes. A golden bubble floated close to Lily's nose. "Welcome to the cave that holds a thousand secrets. Well, actually, 997 secrets now. We shared 3 with a very polite rabbit last Tuesday." "Secrets?" Lily's eyes grew wide. "Oh, yes," squeaked a pink bubble. "Each of us holds a different secret. Would you like to know some?" Lily nodded so hard her ponytail bounced. A green bubble drifted down. "Here's a secret. Caterpillars giggle when they're turning into butterflies. It tickles."
"Really?"
Lily giggled too. A blue bubble swirled around her head. "Secret number 412. The moon is actually very shy. That's why it hides during the day and only comes out at night when it's quieter." "I didn't know that," said Lily. More bubbles gathered around her now, each eager to share. A silver bubble whispered, "Mountains hum when they're happy, but only dogs and very good listeners can hear them." An orange bubble added, "The wind is just the sky taking deep breaths." A purple bubble bounced excitedly. "Shadows aren't made by blocking light. They're painted by invisible artists who work very, very quickly." Lily laughed with delight. "These are wonderful secrets. But are they true?" The golden bubble winked, actually winked, with a sparkly spot that looked like an eye. "That's the secret about secrets, Lily. The best ones are true in the ways that matter most, in your imagination and in your heart." Deep in the cave, Lily noticed one bubble that wasn't floating with the others. It sat in a small pool of water, its color constantly changing, red, then yellow, then purple, then gold. "What about that one?" Lily asked. All the bubbles grew quiet. "That," said the golden bubble softly, "is the secret keeper. It's the most special secret of all. And we can only share it with someone who truly loves discovering things. Someone exactly like you, Lily." The changing bubble floated up slowly and stopped right in front of Lily's heart. In a voice warm as hot chocolate and gentle as a bedtime kiss, it said, "The greatest secret is this. The world is always full of magic and wonder, but only if you take time to look for it. Most people rush by without noticing. But discoverers like you, Lily, you see what others miss. You find the extraordinary hiding in ordinary places, and that makes you magical." The bubble touched Lily's chest softly, and pop, it dissolved into a warm, tingly feeling that spread all the way to her fingers and toes. "Now that secret lives in you," said the golden bubble. "And whenever you share it with others, by showing them something wonderful, a new secret bubble appears in our cave."
"Really?"
Lily beamed.
"Really, truly," chorused all the bubbles.
Lily looked around the cave one more time at all the glowing, bobbing, beautiful secret keepers. "Thank you.